Blog
right.
Talk Radio.
All righty. Now that we've got everything up and rolling, hey, Susie, how's it going tonight?
Hey, Lena, I'm good. How are you, darling?
You know, just having technical difficulties as always. It's not Lena and Susie's talk without technical difficulties. So let's get this thing rolling. Welcome to Lana and Susie, Real Women, Real Talk, Real Life. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the possibly new secretary administrator being appointed by our supposed elected official new president, Joe Biden. I'm not conceding that that's who that is, so please, nobody take it that way. We're also going to talk about the COVID vaccine. Are you going to take it? We're also going to be talking about how the coronavirus has affected your family. What kind of emotional strain has that put on your family? And also, apparently the FMCSA, the people that don't make laws, keep in mind, my husband sent this to me, and it's very interesting, and I want to touch on this. We're not going to make the show about this, but we are going to come back to this and address it. The FMCSA now allows CDL instructors to give skill. So that means that if I'm going to a school there and they're teaching me how to drive a truck, they can also give me my skill test and decide whether I get my CDL or not. So that's a whole new topic that we're going to be discussing, because I have something to say about that. I have something to say about that I think that everybody is going to agree with. So we're going to roll back to that. Hey, Jason. Hey, Freddie. It's been a while since we've seen you. Good to see you on here tonight. So you got a feel good commentary for me tonight, Feel Good Susie?
I absolutely do.
Of course
this story. This story is out of South Carolina. I got it from the ABC 11 website. And it starts, a terrifying moment turned into a lifelong bond between one woman, her baby, and a South Carolina deputy sheriff. Last June, Deputy William Kimbrough pulled over a car for speeding and found a mother frantic inside. The woman's 12-day-old baby was not breathing. Kimbrough's body camera captured the tense moments as he performed life-saving CPR. Come on, baby. Cry for me. Cry for me. Come on. Open those eyes, sweetheart. There you go. Kimbrough could be heard saying, I'm worried about her because she starts breathing and then she stops and then starts and then stops. Baby Riley went on to make a full recovery. But that's not the end of the story. 1 year after that fateful day, Deputy Kimbrough was invited to her first birthday party, and he got a special surprise written inside a car. My jaw just dropped, and I had this look on my face, Kimbrough said. Deputy Kimbrough was asked to be Riley's godfather through a hidden message on a card. I was able to finally scratch it off, and it says, will you be my godfather? And I said, absolutely, Kimbrough recalled. I want him to feel like we're family, which we are family. I felt like I had to give him a title and let him know, hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Riley's mom said. Riley's mom says Deputy Kimbrough will be a part of her heart forever.
That's an amazing story.
Yes. That
you can wait. Load that stuff up, babe, because that's our clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an amazing story. It truly is. I mean, you know, that he didn't give up. Even in today's times, you know, officers are having a really hard time struggling to do what they took an oath to do, and that's to protect and serve. And so to hear that there is an officer out there that still kills, cares about, you know, humanity and wants to do their job is amazing, amazing. And then for him to be asked to be the godfather of the child, that's even more amazing. So.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There's your
Yes, ma'am.
There's your feel-good story for the day. Hope that makes everybody feel good. And know that we still do have some kind humanity out there. You know, our show really hasn't been reaching the viewers that it was reaching. And I don't know if something's going on with Facebook or what. I went in there and changed a bunch of settings today. You know, I have one stream going from Lena's talk, and then I have another stream going from Lena Danko's page. But any of the comments for Lena Danko's page, I'm not seeing any of those comments. And my camera, for some reason, keeps bleeping out. So I apologize, guys. So, but you can always call into Blog Talk Radio. You know, you can call in to 516-7173.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
What, Susie?
Oh, sorry, technical difficulties. If our viewers don't mind, if they could make sure they push the like button and share the video out for us, that would help a lot. It would go a long way. Because with the algorithms on Facebook, the more our viewers interact with us, the more likely that people who have subscribed or are our friends on our page are to see the video in their feed and in their timeline. So if you guys don't mind doing that for us, we appreciate it so much. You know, it's hard. I know that you guys are busy. You have busy lives, and we appreciate you guys sharing an hour every week with us. It means a lot to us, and we would like to reach others as well. So if you guys don't mind, just make sure you like the video, and if you're so inclined, that you share the video so that others can get engaged as well.
Yes, that's absolutely great advice, because, you know, we really say a lot every week on our show that maybe a message that needs to be given out to somebody. Somebody may need to hear it in order to turn their day around. Like, you know, Susie Feelgood and her feel-good stories, you know. So Dennis says that we are all over Facebook. Okay, well, Dennis, thank you so much. And I also wanted to tell you guys that if you don't like the Facebook platform, it's fine. We just we like to share our faces with you so that you can see the meaning behind the words that are coming out rather than vocally or us typing it. We also have another platform on Anchor FM, Radio Public, Spotify, iTunes, Google, as well as Blog Talk Radio, where you can go and these shows are there every week, and you can just, you know, type in Lana's talk or Lana and Susie's talk, and it will pull the shows from the Anchor FM, iTunes, Spotify, Google, and those platforms. It's Lana's talk. I haven't had a chance to change them over yet, but I will. I'm getting ready to have a lot of time on my hands. But for Blog Talk Radio, I believe that Taylor changed it to Lana and Susie's talk. If not, you know, you can always find it under Lana's talk, because you'll see my face or you'll see my best friend's face, Susie. So if you don't like Facebook or you're not able to think you can't listen because you have to come to Facebook because you're driving, no. Just go there and listen to it while you're driving. Put it on your stereo. Turn that stereo up. Let our voices be heard as we allow your voices to be heard on our other platforms. What you think, how you feel, what you'd like to see changed, what makes you feel good, what doesn't make you feel good. So that's my spiel for the day. So let's see. Not much has been going on in Lana's life right now. I've been in Arizona. Visiting with my father in Yuma, Arizona. We went out to the gun range yesterday and, you know, shot up some targets. It felt really good to do that. Of course, you know, apparently I need to learn how to shoot again, because you could stand in front of me. Don't worry, I'm not going to hit you. Just stand there. You'll be fine. So, Yeah, I think I need to get some more practice out there. So I would love to have you on TV, thinking about broadcasting from Truckers TV and Atlanta. Dennis, I would love to go on your show. I would love to be on TV. Susie and I would love to be on TV. We have the face, we have the voice, and we have the message to be delivered. I feel that confidently. Don't you, Susie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I do have a couple of things that I'd like to announce before we forget about it. So this Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Time, Black Smoke Matters is doing a Merry Truckin' Christmas auction. They have four families that they have adopted that they're going to, all of the money that they, Sean McIntosh sent me a thing. Okay. Keeping It Real, Blog Talk Radio. Okay. It's another platform that has been offered to us on Keeping It Real, Blog Talk Radio. That if we run out of time on this one, he has given us the opportunity to grow over to his platform and continue our show as well. So that's an amazing opportunity for us as well. So as well as Dennis and Sean, thank you guys so much for your hospitality because, you know, we're women and we got a lot to say. So, you know, why just have to watch us go? So back to Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Time, Black Smoke Matters, Keeping It Real, Block Talk Radio. They'll be doing it from Facebook Live, but it is going to be an auction for the Merry Truckin' Christmas. They've adopted four families that all of the money that they raised for it, they are going to split up between the four families. They will have special guests on there, Bill Weaver, Taylor Barker, and another one that he asked me not to announce because he may not be coming on there. But they will be doing singing songs, and it's going to be like a Christmas program. They're going to have stuff from Peterbilt, Chucky's Chop Shop, beanies, hats, you know, all just all kinds of cool stuff that they're going to be auctioning off. And if you call into the show and you want to bid on something and you're listening on the show and not Facebook, just push one and it'll bring a question mark out beside your name, which will show Sean and Crystal that you want to bid on that item that they're talking about, and they'll bring you live on the show so that you can bid on that item. So I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to also talk about Trucker's Final Mile is trying to raise money. There was a 28-year-old man that just passed away in New Mexico. He is a truck driver. He is from Santa Cruz, California, and his family is needing to get him back home. And so if you guys have any money, $5, $1, whatever extra you can spare at this time of year, please give it to Trucker's Final Mile. You know, that's a thing that never stops because we as truck drivers are constantly dying out here. And, you know, Truckers Final Mile is an organization that steps up to the plate. They take care of all the arrangements from speaking to the funeral home or the morgue or wherever your loved one is to provide transportation to get your loved one back to you. So, if you have any extra money that you can spare at this time of the year, please donate it to Truckers Final Mile so that we can get this driver home to his family. It is Christmas, and, you know, I wouldn't want to be that family this time of year. And also, I want to tell you guys something else. This time of year is a very hard time for my trucking dad, Joe Denny. So, Joe, Daddy, if you're listening, I know that Christmas Eve is Dustin's birthday. Be strong. Remember him in the good. Share the good memories about you and your son. You will get through this and know that you're not alone. We are all here for you. You know you can call my phone anytime. I'm here for you. I know what it's like to lose a child. And it's something that a feeling that unless you've been in those shoes, you'll never understand it. It's a pain that never goes away. It gets bearable so that you can make it through the day. but there's always something there to remind you of that child. And so let's be courteous and let's be kind when, you know, to Mr. Denny, first off, because he's courteous and kind to you, and secondly, because, you know, Christmas Eve is his son's birthday, and let's just have him in our prayers that God gives him the strength to make it through, because it still hurts him till this day, the loss of that child. And I know that because I've had a personal conversation with him. So we're doing the Merry Trucking Christmas, Saturday the 4th. Don't forget about Trucker's Final Mile. If you guys got any extra change, go over there and throw it to them to get this driver home. You know, let's not only keep Mr. Denny in our prayers with the loss of the loved ones during this time of year. There are a lot of people out there are suffering right now and just really don't want to embrace or deal with the holidays because of a loss of a loved one. This is the first year that we're going to be having Christmas without my mother-in-law, who is very dear to my heart. And so it's going to be hard on us because we always go to her house for Christmas. And so we have to make new arrangements. And so it's going to be hard on my husband as well, on top of all the other stuff he has to deal with. You know, here we go. Let's throw in the grieving loss of not being able to be with his mom this year. You know, but there's lots of people out there who are suffering right now. So I know that there are a lot of platforms on Facebook that say if you need somebody to talk to, reach out to them. They're there to listen. Pick up the phone. Utilize that. They're not there to judge you, criticize you, bully you, or bash you, or even advise you. They are there to lift you up, to help you get through a hard time, and to embrace your grieving. That is what they're there for. Utilize those phone numbers. I will make it my mission to go through to find those phone numbers. Another announcement that I have is places are starting to shut down. So here we go again without drivers having any place to eat, drink, get supplies, you know, those things. So let's please keep the drivers in mind when we're out there on the road. Even if you're not a trucker and you're listening to this show, if you see a trucker having a hard time trying to get something to eat through a drive-thru or whatever, take the time to go over and say, hey, can I get your food for you? You know, you go to the drive-thru, you get their food for them. Open up your home. Yes, I know right now it's very treacherous with the COVID, but there are steps that you can take. You know, you can put a sanitizing kit outside your house to have the driver sanitize with Lysol and hand sanitizer and mask. Invite them into your home to do their laundry and get food and shower and refresh. To use your office to do their paperwork, because all of those facilities are shutting down. You know, the great American truckers who are the heroes are now back to the zeros again, and our wonderful government isn't going to step in and do anything for us. My home is open. My home is Aurora, Missouri. Google it. I will be home next week. Everybody knows my phone number. If you don't know my phone number, you can send me a message on Instant Messenger. I don't care where you are. Reach out to me. I will do my best to try to find you help. Joe Denny's home is another one. There's a Tessa Pritchards is her name. Tessa Pritchards. She's was at a rest area in Geneva, Ohio. She said that they were serving food, giving showers, things at that one. So I'm sure she's moved out of there. I'm asking you that if you are willing to open up your home to help the drivers out there, send me your information so I can put out a daily list of places that can get shared. And please share this. This stuff is important, guys. This is about our survival out there. Share the information out so that every driver, all 3.5 million, even you Canadian drivers, have this information so that you know where you can go to get help. Like I said, you can always reach out to me, and I'll try making the phone calls. I'm sure that Susie, you will partake in this. You know, I haven't really been getting a very good I'm really surprised. I haven't really been getting a very good response from anybody on this. I don't know if it's because it's me and because of things that's been being said about me over the last week and a half, which I'm choosing not to dignify with an answer. What I will say is I'm super excited about the new Trucker Protection Bill being presented to legislation for the year 2021. We at this show is based on what Lana and Susie think, not the SBTC. So let's be clear on that. So, but this is for the SBTC. I want to know what you guys think about the bill. Go find the bill, read the bill, let me know what you liked about it. Let me know what you don't like about it. You know, we still have an opportunity to tweak it. So what you think matters. I don't care who you are. If you're in the trucking industry, this bill is for your protection so that you don't end up like Bogdan. You know, and let's not forget about Bogdan. Make sure, I don't care if you've called once, twice, 50 times, every day till February 3rd, call that prosecutor's office. Tell them that what he's doing is not right and they need to drop charges against Bogdan Pacheco. That it is not okay to persecute him and hang him up on a stake for political gain. Please, if you guys need the number to that again, we can get that number. It's all over social media. If you're on social media, you can find that number. It's a 5-minute phone call when you're setting to doing your 30 or, you know, stopping to take a break, your bathroom break. Just make a phone call. It's 5 minutes of your life that may change this man's life forever. Forever. And you know that you're forever. Not immune. You are not immune. You could be in his shoes. You need to understand that. You think you're immune. And you think, oh, well, if they approach me, I'm going to shoot them. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You never know what you're going to do till you're that in that situation. So here's the thing that I would like to say to you. If you're in that situation, wouldn't you want a law in place to protect you, to keep you from being persecuted for protecting yourself, which is what the SBTC has retweaked the Hobbs Act and changed the literature up on it. You heard us talk about this. Go read it. Let me know what you like about it. Let me know what you don't like about it. It's important. I don't care who you are. Who you are. I don't, and I mean that. I hear my words clearly. I do not care who you are. If that bill pertains to you, then please let me know what you like about it. Let me know what you don't like about it. Let James Lamb know what you like about it or what you don't like about it, because it matters, because it's about you. It's for you. So that's all the announcements. Hey, John, how's it going tonight? Hey, Frank, can you guys hear us all right? I hope we're coming in all right. Susie, you got any other announcements?
Before you move past that, that's going to lead into the Buttigieg thing. Let me tell you something, guys. It's current situation we find ourselves in, and if Joe Biden takes office and he appoints Pete Buttigieg, I'm going to tell you this bill is more important than it ever was before. And I will give you some insight into why in just a moment. So with that being said, let me tell you what else we need you guys to do. You guys can go and download that bill. You can print that bill out, and you can take it to your email it, for crying out loud, to your legislatures, to your representatives. We have to push this thing like we never pushed before. Buttigieg is very, very, very far left. And I actually was reading an article. It's Bloomberg City Lab. The article was written by Laura Bliss. And one of the things that she noted in her article, found this very interesting to read. It says, with the roads and transit systems in disrepair, an urgent need to cut transportation emissions, and a call to correct racial injustices shaped by federal highways. Buttigieg's background running a small American city did not make him an obvious fit to lead the U.S. transportation policy and rulemaking. Do you see what she did there? She is making it out like to correct racial injustices shaped by federal highways. I don't know what she's getting at there, guys, but we all know that when Bogdan Verchenko had his incident, this man was accused of being a white supremacist, a member of the KKK. They slaughtered this man's reputation. And that is, that doesn't sit well with me. You know, that's, social media is a double-edged sword. So where it's great for information, it's great for keeping up with those that we love. It's great for, you know, seeing pictures of family that live across the country. It's also used for a lot of evil intent. And this man is living proof of that. I mean, you know, we see it all the time. We, some of us have lived the things that happen on social media. But this Pete Buttigieg, I'm telling you guys, we are in trouble. Will Cook said last week, you know, that we really need to be focusing on what's happening in this country. And I'm going to tell you guys, we really, really need to be laser focused right now, especially this is especially as important for the trucking industry right now, where, you know, I know a lot of the trucking industry is conservative. I know a lot of the trucking industry supported Trump and supports President Trump. Well, I'm going to tell you, if President Trump does not remain in office and this Buttigieg becomes the transportation secretary, I just don't know. It's very, very scary, guys. He's even talked about, I forget what the words were used, and for some reason I'm locked up right now. Give me one second and I will tell you guys exactly. I want to quote this because I was appalled by this comment that they put here. Give me one second. See if I can pull it back up and find it again. He wants to track. He wants to put in a tracking system in everyone's truck and tax.
We already have
the
that.
Truck.
It's called ELD.
No. No, ma'am. This is something different. This is strictly for taxing us harder per mile. Go ahead, Lennon. Give me your opinion. Let me find this and so I can read it word for word because I don't want to get it wrong. And I apologize that my phone went down when it did because I would have I had it right here at my fingertips.
Oh, it's all right. No problem. So from my understanding is that when this guy gets into office, the trucking industry is going to be in a world of crap. We are going to be in a serious world of crap because if the taxes are going to be raised, you know, all of the trucks that don't have the current emissions in it, they're going to be forced to put in the emissions. The fracking, you know, we've got the fracking bill going on where autonomous is going to be pushed. You know, everybody's going to make us. The government's going to try to make the world believe that electrical start is what is going to save the world. It's going to be a greener, safer world. You know, so
this is,
and go ahead.
This is a dangerous time for truckers. This is a time when, and I mean dangerous, not in a life, well, it is a life-threatening way, but for your livelihood. He said, during his presidential campaign, Buttigieg outlined a $1 trillion infrastructure plan with notably city-centric transportation goals. with a promise to prioritize connecting people with jobs and services and to battle climate change. It proposed to double funding for transit-oriented federal grants, boost investments in bike lanes and pedestrian infrastructure, and focus highway construction funds on maintenance rather than expansion. It outlined a national Vision Zero strategy to eliminate traffic fatalities by funding road projects that prioritize and withholding it from those that don't. Buttigieg also put forward a fix for the Insolvent Highway Trust Fund by digitally tracking and taxing drivers for vehicle miles traveled, using appropriate privacy protections and reduced rate for low-income drivers. As vehicles become more fuel efficient, policy experts believe a VMT fee would increase tax revenue if it replaced the gas tax. So, see, that's not just going to involve truckers. That's also going to penalize everyday citizens. That's for everybody. So they want to put a tracking device. This man thinks he's going to put a tracking device, Lana, on my little Kia Sportage out here. And what, every month or every quarter, I'm going to have to pay for every mile I've driven? I think not. I absolutely think not. That is, no. And people voted for this administration? Are you kidding me? Did they not know what they were voting for? I'm sorry.
You're all right. You're fine. You know, I mean, it is what it is. Hold on a sec. Everybody hold on a sec. You want to come in and give me a kiss? Thank you. All right. I'm back. Sorry. Hey.
Oh, he also. Oh, do we?
What?
Awesome.
Yep.
No, let's bring on some callers.
Let's bring them on.
Who do you want to bring on?
Who do we got here? Who's on the phone? Welcome to Lana and Susie.
Hello.
What's going on? What are you doing tonight there, Dad?
Well, I'm just trucking. I'm going over here to Irving, Texas. Be there at about 108 miles, and I'm going to get this shit off about midnight, and then I'm going to Daytona.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What? So I got a question for you. What do you think about Biden appointing that, how do you say his name there, Susie?
Buttigieg.
I know who he is. We ain't even going to discuss. I ain't even going to get into that conversation.
Why not? That's what our show's about tonight. So come on.
Oh, it is? I didn't know what your show was about. I just called to hear you guys.
I just called
to hear you girls' pretty voices. That's the only reason I called.
Oh, listen to you. Well, all right then. Well, we'll just put you on mute and you can listen to the show, all right?
I think he's a clown. Do I need to say any more? I think he's a clown.
Well, you know, they're gonna slap a whole bunch of new regulations on truck drivers, actually on all of the motorways. Susie just read a big old article about what they're going to do to not just truck drivers, but to the motoring public, so anybody who owns a vehicle.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the deal. It's going to be quite the deal, I know that.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I seen an article the other day that Pence is going to get the COVID-19 shot. Here's what I think about the COVID-19 shot. How do we know that what the shot that the government officials are agreeing and volunteering to take are the same ones that is going to be given to us? And does everybody realize that you have to get a booster shot after you get the coronavirus shot or it doesn't work? And there is not enough boosters. They've already said they have not produced enough boosters. So, Joe, are you going to get the COVID-19 shot?
No, I'm going to stay. I'm going to just keep drinking my moonshine, and I wish other people would follow suit with me. I mean, look at me. Look at the health I'm in. Hey, it's worked all right so far. Everybody needs to follow me. Get us some moonshine. You take a couple sips of old moonshine every morning, and that's what I gargle with every morning, that moonshine.
I love you, Joe Denny.
There you go. Joe Denny says that moonshine will protect you. You don't need no COVID-19 shot. Just have you a shot of moonshine, and everything will be all right. Let me ask you this,
gargle
Joe.
With it. But
let me has the COVID-19 affected your relationship with your family? Has it put any kind of strain on your relationship with them?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't see none.
Well, it has mine. It truly has mine. It's a lot of strain on my relationship with my family, you know, because, you know, we have other... because, like, my daughter and I are super close. And, you know, she doesn't want to, she refuses, her statements are, I refuse to live in fear. So she continues to live life like nothing's going on. The grandbaby goes to basketball. The grandbaby goes to gymnastics. The grandbaby, you know, with gatherings of hundreds of people or, you know, and, you know. And I have a different take on the coronavirus. I don't care if it's real or if it's not real. I don't want to put my husband at risk any more than he already is by being a truck driver. Unfortunately, we can't just shut our company down because of a virus that could kill him, or we won't have any money to live on. The rates aren't enough for us to be able to put a driver in our truck so that he can stay home and not be at risk. So I guess, I'll sell my equipment and go get a job at a factory where I'm exposed to all this shit and still bring him home. So
Waffle
you know,
House.
I
go
just,
to work at Waffle House.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, it's really put a lot of strain on my family and me, you know, because...
Even
before the coronavirus hit, we have strict rules at because of Keith's health.
Yeah.
You know,
sure
you
do.
A stuffy nose, a cough, or, you know, any symptoms of being ill at all, you just simply cannot come around. We have had many years where the grandchildren have came over and we were told it was allergies. Allergies, okay. It might be allergies, and you want to tell me why my husband's in the hospital for pneumonia now?
Yeah. Oh, I can understand your point. I can understand your point with Keith the way he is. But look, you know, it's like this, guys. I haven't changed one thing I do out here any different. Not one thing have I changed. I always wash my hands. I've always done that. I always cover my mouth when I cough, and I always keep distance from people that I don't know. I do that automatically. I've done that for years. I always, you know what I mean? So really, I haven't. Now, am I more cautious when I walk into shipper and receiver and there's 20 people standing there because they got us in a little bullpen all together like that? Sure, I'll throw a handkerchief up around my face or something when I'm in an environment like that and use a little extra caution. But as soon as I'm out of there, I'm back to what I do, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of been our way. We live like that. The COVID restrictions that we currently have in place right now is how we, the Danko family, live their life anyway, you know, about washing the hands and sanitizer and all of that. So when they put those rules in place, we were like, okay, no big deal. You know, maybe there'll be less sick people now. So I don't understand. Nothing has changed other than the government has said you have to do these things. And now all of a sudden it's a problem with my family. When they've been having to do that anyway before the government implemented these rules. But now because the government is telling them that they have to do it, it's a problem. So I'm confused. It wasn't a problem before the government said it. Nothing's changed.
I mean,
you know, what?
For your daughter, though, okay, I understand completely where you're coming from, but from your daughter's perspective, I'll play the devil's advocate here. You said nothing has changed, and for her, that's quite true. She's still allowing her child to play sports and be involved and do the things that she normally did. So for her, she was doing all that prior to COVID, and she's still doing that now. So maybe in her mind, she's looking at you going, Mom, I've not changed anything. And maybe that's where maybe there's a miscommunication there. Maybe what she's not understanding is you think, because I'm sure before COVID, your daughter did these things with your grandchild. So it's not like she just put your granddaughter into these activities, thus putting Keith at risk. Because we all know kids are germy little creatures. They just are. Kids, you know, they go to school, they get stress for it. They go to school, they get the stomach flu. They go to school, they get, you know, a plethora of illnesses. Good Lord knows I raised 5 kids, so I know about every one of them. So maybe from your daughter's perspective, she's not, something's getting lost in translation for her. I don't know, you know, everybody knows I had COVID. I had 2 symptoms, no taste and no smell. Well, take that back, 3. There were a couple of days I was a little more tired than normal, but I'm going to chalk that up to being quarantined and not being able to do anything but sit and look at 4 walls. My husband had it as well. His was no worse than a sinus infection. Everyone else in our home, my daughter, my grandchildren, and my son, all live in my home. No one else got COVID but me and Dwayne. We are the only 2 that had it. My son would come in and go straight to his room. My daughter, however, she sat in the living room with us. The way she saw it was if she was going to get it, she already had been exposed, so there was no change in that. And my granddaughter sleeps in the bed with me. She did not get COVID. But they've proven time and again that children seem to have some sort of resistance to this thing, or if they get it, their symptoms are very mild, and so maybe we might not even know they have it. So I don't know. I hope that you and your daughter can fix this, though, because, you know, it's heartbreaking. And I've heard people say that this is our new normal, that things will never go back to the way they were before, and I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that. You know, and where your daughter says that she refuses to live in fear, I'm not going to live in fear. I will do my part to protect myself and to protect my family, just like Joe said. Which I'm a firm believer, if you're sick, you need to keep your ass at home anyways. You don't have any business if you're sick. I don't care if it's the flu. I don't care if it's COVID. I don't care if it's strep throat. You don't have any business going out in public and exposing 500, 1,000 other people. That's not okay with me. Because you don't know that woman standing next to you doesn't have a child at home that has cancer, leukemia, or some other life-threatening illness. that if you give her strep throat and she goes home to that child, she could be sentencing her child to death. So I'm just one of those people. If I'm sick, I stay my ass at home because that's where I belong. And you just have to hope that at some point the rest of the people in this world will come to realize that very same thing. If you're sick, stay your ass at home. Stay away from people. Don't go out here and be reckless and infect other people, because that's never going to be okay.
No, it's not. And we've got some more callers on here. So let's see here. Let's bring 214 on. Hey, 214, you're live on Lana and Susie's Talk.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hello. Hi.
I guess I just called in and don't really know the subject at hand, but, you know, I have three cousins up in Minneapolis area. The mom is a retired third or fourth grade teacher. The father is a Lutheran minister. You know, and we consider success in this country, you know, your profession, you know, for the sake of argument, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the daughters, my cousins, is a OBGYN, you know, doctor. One is a lawyer, and one got hooked on meth and was pregnant at the time and had a premature baby. This is probably, who should probably 10 years ago now, you know, and the baby was born hooked on meth. At 3 pounds or 2 pounds, you know. And there is no right answer, you know. I would imagine the parents treated all three daughters the same. And what's the right answer, you know? You can protect them all day long, or, you know, just people are so different, you know. You know, if you make the... This is a crazy world, especially, you know, in the past... coming up on a year, you know, if you protect them too much, you know, a child is made to fall down, in my opinion, you know, and the thing about it is to teach them to get back up, you know. If you protect your child from everything, they'll be responsible for nothing when they're turned an adult, you know. That's
absolutely
just my 2 cents, you know.
Yeah, you are, I'm sorry, what was your name, Jeff?
Jeff, correct, yeah.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to thank you for calling into our show. We really appreciate it, and you're right. Thing is that when these children are falling down, it all depends on how they're picked back up to how they're going to respond and whether they're going to fall again.
Oh, well, there is no right answer, you know. You know, what's the right answer for everything, you know? I got friends that live in the country. You know, my wife prefers a bigger town, you know, a very big thing of Dallas, you know. There is no right answer, you know. It's just an answer, you know.
Yep, you're right. It's just an answer until you take action on it. You know what? We've got some. How's it going tonight? Hey, Zach. Hey, Robert. I see you. Moonshine kills germs, he says. We've got another caller on here. Why don't we go ahead and bring him on, and maybe he can answer that for you. 360, you're live on Lana and Susie's Talk.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, is this Lana? Hey, how
yeah.
you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. I've been watching you for a while, and I'm heading down the 84 eastbound here in Troutsdale, Oregon, and just wanted to chime in and actually have a conversation with you, and I'm listening to your guys' show, and kind of like it. Wanted to let you guys know that.
Well, we appreciate that, Dennis. Appreciate all the support that we get from, you know, and from you. So what do you want to talk about tonight? You want to talk about the supposedly the new appointed secretary of the FMCSA the COVID-19 vaccination, or how has the COVID mm-hmm. affected you, your relationship on your family, with you and your family? Those are the three things that we're talking about tonight. Next week, we're
right.
going to be addressing, you know, what the FMC has done with this third-party testing at schools. So I'm really going to dig deep into that one, because I got some personal experience with that. So we lost Miss
right.
Annie. I guess she must be going through some area. So what do you want to talk about, Dennis?
Okay. So I wanted to say one thing. I was actually talking to one of our drivers that drives and streams with us on the channel. And I was asking him, he is a owner-operator, and with all the changes that's going on with the new government coming in and switching out with the old and with the new, all of the policy changes and all the changes and stuff like that, I have been contemplating on being a owner-op, either with a company leased on or just flat out buy my own, you know, buy my own truck or try to get my own what do you call it? The
authority.
Licensing.
You're on authority.
Right, right. What's that? My own authority, yeah. My own authority. So he, Shane, which is one of our drivers on the channel, he told me to hold off, wait a minute, and wait and see what's going to happen, because we don't know if, you know, the fuel surcharges are going to go up, if changes are going to be with the registrations, with all of transportation as far as big transportation and the companies and things like that. So I'm pretty discouraged. I've been really thinking about it, but I'm looking to follow the stories that's going to be on the news about the trucking industry, and I knew they were going to go after that as soon as the change between the, you know, the different governments. But I'm like, I don't know what to do now. I'm just going to continue, I guess, working for a company that I'm working for and see what happens. You know, the opportunity rises, I'll take it.
Dennis, let me tell you something, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And you can, this is Lana, and this is just a piece of advice from somebody who lives her life like this. If you sit and you wait for what you think is the right opportunity to do something, who's to say that that's the right opportunity? You may never get the opportunity to do what you're wanting to do, and that's be your own boss, own your own truck, and have
mm-hmm.
your own authority. I say go for it. I say the reason you should go for it is because we are never promised the next second. So
well,
why
Dennis,
wait? Go ahead.
Let me ask you something,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is going to kind of get a little personal. My husband, we own three trucks. My
wow.
husband drops one. We have a driver in one. And then the third truck, right now, we're trying to find a driver for. We're going to wait until after the holidays because it's hard to hire somebody this time of year. But I will tell you, for us personally, Lena has her own authority. For us personally, we lease to a very small company here close to home. And it has worked well for us. So there's a lot of things to be considered, and you have the best of both worlds here. You have Lena, who's got her own authority, and you've got Susie, who is is experienced with the lease situation. Feel free to reach out. I'm Susie Carlson on Facebook. Reach out, PM me. I'll send you my number. Because like Lena said, when my husband bought his first truck, we had so many people telling us how bad we were running our lives and we were going to regret it. So many things, but it has provided a very good life for my family.
Right, right. Yeah. There is a big difference between being a company driver and a driver that's driving for themselves. There's a little bit of difference, but there's also responsibilities that you got to take on as an owner operator that you don't have to have necessarily as a regular company driver. So I don't know, the pros and cons, you just got to weigh it out, I guess, you know, but I'd really love to have my own pink truck. That's what I want.
But
a pink
Dennis,
truck.
If you drive that truck like it's your own and you run, because even being a company driver, you're still a businessman. This is not a job. This is a career. And there's a difference between a job and a career. People who have careers are business-minded people. They run, they do their job as if it was their business, and they represent it as if it was their business. And truck drivers, company drivers, I'm going to give most of them the benefit of the doubt. They take pride. I know that you take pride in what you do. You're not just a company driver. You are a businessman who represents that company that you drive for in a business-minded sense as if it was your own company. So you're already practicing your life like that. Why not reap the rewards financially of practicing your life like that?
Oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense, yeah. Totally agree with you. But I was just you know, kind of discouraged when they said, hey, you know, pay attention to what's going on first before you jump right in. But I've been thinking about it for the last, I'd say about 2 years I've been driving, really thinking about it lately in the last 6 months. So
if we keep paying attention to what's going on in the trucking industry, trust me, there's going to be a whole lot of people close up shop. Because you just never, I mean, there's going to be a whole lot of talk about stuff going on, like what Susie's talking about, you know, with this so-called new secretary administrator that might get appointed if Biden becomes president. You know, I mean, we can't live, if we have dreams that we want to fulfill, then we need to do them. We need to do them while we're able to do them. Don't wait until you're not able to do that. And you never know, Dennis, what you're doing today, you may not be able to do when you wake up tomorrow.
And, I know that.
I don't know about you, Susie, but I really think that's a good rule of thumb to live by.
Well, the last thing I would like to do is I would love to invite you and Elena. I don't know, you guys do this once a week or every Thursday you guys come on, right? Well, if you ever heard of Truckers TV, I am the creator of Truckers TV. And we're definitely looking for wonderful people like you guys to bring that education to this platform as well, because we do have a lot of knowledge and people, but we're always looking to network different people that are really engaging, not only on the government level of the policies and things that are coming out, but on like a social as well, you know. So that's my main goal, is to try to get as many people together as we possibly can on a solid big platform. Whether the platform is doing great by itself or we've networked everyone else into the platform, but it's shared throughout because it's built by truckers for the truckers, and that's what we're doing for TTV. And I always watch you guys. I try to share as much as I possibly can because all we got is our our truck and what we do, you know, on our personal lives and stuff like that. So, you know, hey, I don't know. I just want to reach out to you guys and actually talk to you. So that's all.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to you through Messenger, Dennis, but I've never really, like, verbally spoken with you, and I really appreciate you extending your hand to allow us to be able to bring our education and to your platform as well, because we have a motto at Lena and Susie's Talk. Your voice matters, your thoughts matter, and we want our platform to let you be able to have a place to get your thoughts out, what you think, what you want, and, you know, so that if you think somebody's not listening, we're listening, and we're going to push it as far as we can push it so that not only Susie and I are listening, but other people are hearing you as well, because it matters. Mm-hmm. It matters. And, you know, I can't.
That's why I like watching you guys.
That's why I like watching. I'm glad that you brought us around to this circle. So I want to talk to everybody a little bit and kind of circle back around to something that's a little person close note to me. So when I left D.C. for May Day 2020, I got a lot of attention while I was up there, you know, from newspapers and reporters and, you know, Facebook and stuff and trying to help promote the May Day 2020 and to stand up for things, you know, that I felt was wrong in this business that I am a business owner in. And when I left there, you know, Taylor Barker had reached out to me and wanted me to give me a platform to be able to continue my journey and expressing myself and how I feel about stuff. And, of course, you know, I took advantage of it. Well, you know, at that point in my life, my mind was pretty mentally strong and been through a lot of stuff in my life. You guys have no idea. And so when I started getting attacked, cyberbullying is a real thing. It is not okay. To the people out there that do the cyberbullying because you don't like the way somebody looks, you don't like the way somebody talks, you don't like the way somebody dresses, or you don't like the subject that they're talking about, does not give you the right to be that gun that is loaded and pull the trigger because of the words that come out of your mouth. It is not okay.
Right.
You never know the mental state that somebody is in at their point in life. At that point, when that cyberbullying was going on with me, it was so bad that had I been weak mentally, they would have been the loaded gun and pulled the trigger. And I would not be sitting here today because they would have killed
right.
me, physically have killed
like,
me. And I don't think that people understand that. They don't understand that. It is not okay. If you don't like what somebody's saying, scroll past it. Go past it. If somebody's advocating for an industry,
I know that I do watch Trucker TV, by the way, Dennis. And I know that one of the drivers on their page that was a big part of their page, someone caused him to lose his job. Am I right, Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
You are absolutely right. Let me touch base on our situation here, and I'm not going to go into too much detail because certain people might be listening, stuff like that. But we we have gone through a mirage of people attacking personally on the page, whether they get butt hurt because we block them or they get butt hurt because the topics that we talk about are a little bit like, I don't know, you got a mixture between a Navy sailor and a truck driver. You got a whirlwind of different topics that's going to happen. So some people get offended. Some people like it. Some people don't. But we've always, from the core, we've said, if you don't like what you're listening to, kick rocks. I mean, this is not the platform for you. And we have based everything off of that. And the people that do come in here and they voice their opinions and things like that. And if it violates any of the moral things, you know, like race, religion, you know, sex or, you know, you're talking about the LGBTQ, whatever environment and things like that. If you go into those areas, especially religion and politics, we tend to just kind of wipe you away. We don't like that because it always causes fights between the people and things like that. So we kind of stay neutral with that. We say, okay, slow down now. You know, we don't really want to talk about the politics. We don't want to talk about the religion, things like that, because it always offends people. But there's people always in the background that are ready to jump on whatever opportunity they can or what they hear, which is a good thing and a bad thing. Now, when you get all of these negative comments or you get the mean faces or you get anything like that, what we have learned about Facebook is the algorithms, which you touched based a little bit earlier about if you like, share, follow, you get the algorithms and it gets out there. Say, for example, President Trump comes on and does his little tutorials, right? You get a slew of red and purple and pink and blue and thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever. You get all of that till the numbers go up to 18,000, 22,000, 66,000 people because that algorithm says, oh, hey, this is interesting. People are engaging with this. So my recommend to you is if somebody comes in and says a negative comment, read it, think about it, ponder it, but don't react to it, okay, because you're giving fuel to that fire they want to set. So you look at it, you kind of what we do at Truckers TV, we just say we fart rainbows. You're taking in all of that negative energy, and you're farting out rainbows for them. So that's the whole concept that Truckers TV has turned into is we fart rainbows. So all that negative stuff, allow it to happen. Read up on it. People will actually, if they support you, they will comment on that negativity, and you will find a positive outcome to it. And I guarantee you. So, and it's right. You have a strong mental capability to take all of that in and just have thick skin and say, you know what, that shit doesn't bother me because, one, you don't pay my bills. Three, you're not me. Four, you know, this is my life and it's not yours, but enjoy it or not, kick rocks. And that's basically how I feel about social media. You know, unless you got a picture of me with rainbow boxers on, you know, petting a donkey, then I think we got issues, but you're not going to find that, you know. So that was trying to be funny, but I don't know if that was funny for you.
You're right, Dennis. I mean, you know, being a mature person that will not respond. But I'm one individual. Think about all of the other people out there that are being cyber bullied, because I don't think that these people that are doing it realize that they are the smoking gun that could possibly have some family mourning for the loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just
I'm just
asking for the cyberbullying to stop. If you don't like the content or the subject, scroll past it. Let it leave it be. You know, don't comment on it. You know, move past it, because we are at a time of year. It is Christmas, and we all know that most suicides happen around Valentine's Day and Christmas. And this is the time of year that we need to take in consideration that people's mental capacity is more vulnerable at this point of the year than it is, you know, any other time of the year. So I'm just asking for the social media gurus to stop cyberbullying. It's not okay. And you need to please stop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to say about this. Hey, we've got somebody that wants to call into the show. Susie, what do you have to say about this while I'm trying to bring this other caller on?
I agree with Lena and you know, I agree with Dennis. You know, we have to have thick skin because of the nature of what we do. However, I think Lena's point is that we've seen situations recently where people are bullying people who aren't on platforms like Trucker TV or like Lena's Talk. We're seeing that happen in some of the groups and some of the trucking groups. We've seen it. Lena's been attacked constantly for the last week and a half, and not on our page, on other people's pages. And, I mean, the threats and the slurs that are being said are kind of crazy, you know. I mean, Lena doesn't really want to go into it, and I won't go too deep into it. But again, you know, everyone is not Lena, and everyone is not Susie, and everyone is not Dennis. You know, everyone is not able to let that just roll off of their back. So, you know, we all need to be mindful of the things that we're saying and the way we are presenting ourselves, because other people are watching. And, you know, we need to think about, we need to think about other people's stability and other people's well-being before we throw our opinion at them or our opinion of them on social media, because we're supposed to be adults. We're supposed to be mature adults at that. And, you know, I'd really like to see us all band together and not just turn a blind eye to it, if you get what I'm saying. If you see it, I get ignoring it and it'll go away, but to some degree, we have a responsibility to call it out for what it is and maybe inform people of what the ramifications of their behavior could possibly lead to, because I think some people fail to realize. I don't think they have the intelligence level that help them understand how fragile a person's state of mind can be.
Hey, Susie.
You know,
we've got a caller on here. 507. Welcome to Lana and Susie's talk.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hey,
what's up, Arnie?
I'm Arnie. I'm one of the admin. For the Truckers TV. A lot of the people that are on here, Dennis knows I'm one of them guys that talks. Yep, I'm an old driver.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to you before, Lana, when you actually were talking about the guy from Minnesota, and that's kind of how I started following you, and I do follow you pretty much all the time. I like your guys' platform. I like what you do. I've seen Susie on there before. So I do know. Now, what I want to talk about is from my perspective of being the admin for all the drivers that come on our chat room and all the viewers. And you can see some of ours actually followed us to this page, and they're on here now, and they can pretty much attest to all this stuff. Now, for me, being a driver, I get that constantly of, you know, the women have harder problems, you know, being out here because it's a, you know, male-dominated world. Well, when you start getting into the internet cyberbullying and that whole concept of that, as well as what they're, you know, the drivers are going through personally, for me, because I'm the guy that, you know, blocks, bans, makes everybody go bye-bye, and I do it in a heartbeat. And when they start talking the religion, a lot of the drivers will come in and try to change the conversation. Well, there are drivers that have actually been followed, bullied, and literally threatened because of things that have happened. Susie touched on one of the drivers that actually got fired, and that was the same problem. Now, with our platform as it's growing, and the admin that we have in there now that are basically watching all this stuff that have never had any experience with this, because of that. When I come in as being an admin, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I mean, a lot of drivers, they want to know what this guy's talking about. So when they come in, and an example would be whether it's, you know, drugs, suicide, whatever that may happen to be. When they're talking about that, there is a limit that I'm going to allow as being an admin. Okay, because I know where this conversation is going to go. You can see it from the start when it comes in. They don't have anything nice to say, so they're going to keep on the negative rather than the positive. Now, what I like about with what you do, you bring that both out. And what got me just a little while ago is when you talked about somebody passing away when you're out on the road and the final mile kind of thing, okay? And I've had that happen personally. I've had the other portion happen to where I lost a child that was young. So I know what that post-traumatic stress is. Now, we actually brought stuff like that up on our Facebook page. Facebook didn't like it, okay, because of the things that we were saying. They were more or less giving us that we weren't qualified to be, you know, talking about that stuff. Well, it's a personal issue on what everybody talks about in the chat room. Now, here the last few days I've been reading on the Facebook rules and stuff because I really want to know these things to like what our limits are, what we can actually have as chats on their platform being Facebook, okay? Now, other social media networks and stuff, they really don't have the same limitations like what Facebook does because Facebook has the younger people on here that are, you know, 13, 14, and they ain't supposed to be on here. But with that, when they come to our platform, I don't know if there are young kids or old folks. I really don't know. I see a name, and then we go from there, and then I try to decipher. Well, when people come to our platform, I Google them. I check them out. I am the security guy. You can ask anybody that's on here. I am the guy that's going to find out what color underwear you're wearing. You know what I mean? I'm that protected guy, okay?
Hey, Arnie.
And
Arnie, you there?
Go ahead. Yep.
So I wanted to interrupt that. Sorry. So that's what we wanted to offer you, Lana and Susie. When you guys come to our platform, we're going to be looking out for you. So that's why we wanted to see if we can try to incorporate you with Truckers TV and their talk show so that we had people in the background like Arnie looking out for you and taking care of that.
Well,
so that's
what I
meant.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost my co-host, Steve. I don't – guys, hold on a second. I'm so sorry. My phone stopped working.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, he's still on here on the other Facebook. But, yeah, I mean, that's absolutely a platform that we definitely would love to come on because we need that kind of policing. Just for the simple fact, you know, we talk about stuff. You know, we talk about the trucking regulations and you know, we talk about sexual harassment in the trucking industry. Next week I'm getting ready to bring some things to light about the sexual harassment thing in the trucking industry again.
Right.
So being who we are and doing what we do, we expect the bullying and the battering to go on, which is really not what our situation, what I was trying to bring to light tonight. I'm just trying to bring it to light that the cyberbullying needs to stop. And if you are an administrator of a group, or if you are a part of a group and you guys see somebody doing that to somebody, be the bigger person. Don't join in with the cool kids of what you think is cool. Stand up and try to do what you can on your end to put a stop to it. Because like I said, that person that's doing the cybering bullying can be that smoking gun that pulls the trigger and takes that loved one away from their family just from what's coming out of their mouth. You know?
Right.
I agree.
So,
right. And Arnie and Lena, Facebook in itself is very, very complex. It's if you're an amateur person or somebody that just pops onto Facebook and thinks that they can create a page and manage that page, there's a lot of different things that you have to pay attention to as you're streaming. So it's almost like a broadcasting. You know, a broadcast station would have a lot of people in the background making sure that the broadcast would be good. And that's what we try to do for the most part on Truckers TV. And Arnie and Telly and our administrative team does a fantastic job while we're streaming and things like that. And then the last thing I just want to say, and then I'll shut my mouth because I love hearing Arnie talk and I love hearing you talk. But with that said, your guys' technical capabilities and what you know on the SMCA or I don't even know all the technical definitions. I'm a driver myself, but to have that wealth of knowledge and bring it to a platform where you can reach out to other truck drivers, that's what I crave personally. And because I want to learn as well. And I do, when I listen to you guys that have that technical knowledge, when I listen to Arnie talk about different things back in the past and future and now, I get that feel that I can learn from you guys and then I can feel educated while I'm driving and knowing that I can call upon you guys and say, hey, I got this question. What do you think about that? And then I know you guys can bring that technical information to the young guys that have no clue. They really honestly don't have a clue. So, you know, that's why we pay attention to what you do every time you go live.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm really hoping that my co-host can get another phone and call back in here because I kind of need her to bounce off of. But that's all right. We're gonna wing this.
Now, I'll tell you what I see. I do see when Susie comes on, and I see her watching in the background and stuff. So I know that she's in there, and I can see that portion. And I see when she interacts with the people and stuff. So I understand where she's coming from as being your co-host, your admin here, I guess you could say, your eyes and ears out there in the world for the most part. Now, I've heard other of your viewers talk, you know, and the drivers and their concerns with the stuff out here, and us all being drivers, we all have the same outlook for that. We want the same things, you know, whether it's fuel, whether it's us being pulled out of our truck, whether, you know, our rights have been violated, you know, just everything that has to do with the trucking platform. And it goes way beyond that, because it becomes a personal issue with everything that we deal with in our lives. And you just throw your career on top of it. Being a driver is not just a job. It is it's a lifestyle. It's a career. It's what we chose to do. And that portion of that is what we have to make people aware of, the things that we do, whether it's driving down the road, being safe, all the different stuff, all the different aspects that we deal with. And your platform. And encourages people, I guess you could say. That's your whole platform, is to encourage people to voice their opinions on stuff. And that's why we like you. You know what I mean?
Because we mean it. We need to hear your opinions of what you think and what you would like to see changed in the industry. And it doesn't fall on deaf ears. You know, at the beginning of my show, I was talking about the Hobbs Act, which the SCTC, between the SCTC and I, we tweaked the language in the Hobbs Act, which is a bill that I think, even being a company driver, you guys need to go over and you need to print the bill off, read it, because it has to do with you. It has to do with your protection, so that what happened to Boggs and Pacheco doesn't happen to you. And if it does happen to you, there will be laws in place to protect you, to protect your actions. So, you know, it doesn't just have to do with owner-operators. It has to do with the 3.5 million drivers that there is out here. And when I say 3.5 million, there's 2.5 million American and 1 million Canadian. And so they are involved in this as well. I want to know what you think about it. I want to know what you don't like about it, what you like about it. What else would you like to be seen in there? We're running out of time because we need to get it into legislation so that it can be passed in 2021. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on that company drivers think that they cannot participate in. That is not the case. If you drive
Never.
A truck, it's your business. It is you. I'm going to kill you if you don't stop. This is your business. And it is your responsibility to act like a business owner, even when you're behind the wheel as a company. Because whatever regulations are out here, they pertain to you. You know, they pertain to you. So why shouldn't you have a voice in them?
That's some of the things that we actually bring up, because we've got older drivers. I'm probably one of the older drivers in our chat room as far as that, and we're actually getting brand new guys that are coming in now from the schools, and the stuff that they're learning from the schools and the actual laws are almost, it's like I brought up the other day, it's conflicting on their rules. On what we actually know and what they're actually teaching, you know. So when the guys come out that are brand new, and they step into this industry and they think that, you know, they're looking at the money aspect, you know, going from, you know, the poorhouse to the Ritz, you know, and I'm like, it's a long little process to make that happen. It doesn't just happen overnight. And the things that you've got to do and the things you've got to deal with are the problems out here in our industry.
And what I'd like to do, Dennis, is next week we're going to be talking about this third-party testing that the FMCSA is giving these schools permission to do. I want you to come on my show next week because I want you to bring to light some of the things that concern you of what these schools are teaching students to take as knowledge with them out on the road that they're going to buck the system with in the aspect of saying, well, my instructor said, you know, when the reality of what your instructor said was in fact not correct, was absolutely wrong, and you being a student chose to just latch on to this person that you are in total admiration of because, ooh, they're a truck driver, they're an instructor, you know, they're so smart and they know what they're doing. They've got to know the laws. Believe me, I calm it down over there, Keith.
That's in essence what I do. That's in essence
right.
what I do. When they come in, I say, everybody, I don't care where you start. What you have learned coming into this industry, I'm going to unschool you and teach you the right way, not the wrong way. You know, and I said, with the knowledge of all the drivers that we have now that are literally in one platform. So if I don't know the answer, somebody in there is gonna know. Okay. Not only do we bring that just the trucker industry part of it. Now we've brought in somebody else who is a female mechanic for a driver. So we brought in a different kind of aspect to show what this is
yes.
and how this all affects us. It's not just another part of our thing is I brought it in from a farmer who brought in his stuff from farm to bin to get to the factories, the manufacturers and stuff that we deal with. So I'm bringing in all the aspects of this into this trucker portion so that you get to see what it actually takes. And I mean, it's not just I drive a truck and it breaks, somebody fixes it. I want to know the guy that fixes
yeah.
it. I want to know the guy that put it in the bin. I want to know the guy that stuck it on my truck, you know?
Right. Hey, Lana, I got a question for you. Now you had mentioned something about, how you, is it going to be on this show or the next show? About being a trainer, and the trainers are allowed to certify the drivers through testing and stuff like that. Was that this show or is that next week's show?
That's going to be next week's show because this week's show, you know, we're talking about possibly the new appointed secretary administrator that Biden is
mm-hmm.
appointing and what the consensus of from the trucking industry of what they think about that. We're talking about whether or not you're going to receive the COVID vaccine whenever it's available and how the coronavirus affected, you know, you and your family, what kind of emotional strain has it put on your family. But next week we are definitely going to be talking about this new thing that was brought to my attention 10 minutes before my show went live tonight. And so I wasn't able
right.
to research it. But I'm pretty confident that the resource that sent it to me, he knows his stuff. So I'm definitely
right.
We'll definitely
with my company, Lana, and I'm saying that right, Lana or Lena? Lena?
Lana.
Okay,
it's
Lana. So
think of a banana, but it's Lana.
Okay, Lana banana. Okay, so my my company just recently promoted me to a trainer. So now I'm able to take on students as I'm driving with the company and train at the same time. So I was also looking into that when you were talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. But I don't think that if, you know, and I'm not going to jump into it, but I do want to talk to you about it next week, that I don't feel like as a trainer that I would be comfortable giving a qualification to a driver, you know, signing that bottom line saying that you are a certified driver with the DOT, I personally don't want to be part of that. You know, I'd rather train them and then they get tested on a third party. But we'll talk about that next week. But
that ring is awful. Thanks for the invite. Please join my show sometime. Guys, I don't understand what's going on. Probably my Wi-Fi connection I have in this room. It'll be better next week because I'll be home and I'll have my own internet. So I apologize. You
right.
can always go back.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Platform that I told you, the Anchor FM, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, right. iTunes, Google Play, in any of those, and catch the show so that you can listen to what we're talking to tonight to anybody who I am buffering with. And so, yeah,
well,
want you to be a part of my show next week because you were just certified to be a trainer, and I would like to hear your opinion on this because this is very important. This is extremely important because there's many different ways that subject can go. Hey, Susie, do you have anything else that you want to talk about tonight?
No, I just want to say again, guys, thank you guys so much. Man, it's so
great to
have you guys get involved with us and the show. You know, it's good to hear that what we're putting out, other people are using and listening to, and it's, you know, it's refreshing. It's refreshing to get other viewpoints. So we just appreciate it so much.
I'd like
to
interject now.
Allowing us.
Okay, dude.
And Matt,
what do you?
Susie knows. I don't know if you've ever seen Lana, but we have different platforms. We have a supporter page, we have a fans page, and we have our mains page. Right. When we share your video now, that's how everybody got in here, was on our fans page. Now, what we would like to do is put you on our main page. In our main page, you can have 1,000+ viewers, and you'll be able to see all the comments. Okay. And that is what we would like you to do. Okay, we can send you an invite for that and get you set up to go right from our page. It's still on your platform, but you come through the Truckers TV, and that will voice your opinion to 60, you know, some odd thousand people.
We've got 66,000 followers right now and over 12-point-something million views from all of our videos. So we'd love to have you on there and reach out to those people that are looking for that knowledge that I personally can't give them. I like to make people laugh. I'm not really a technical guy, but I would love to have you on. I really would.
That's fantastic. Cool. I'm in. Are you in, Susie?
I'm in.
Yeah, let's
you
do it. That's fantastic.
You want to set that up, Arnie? Arnie will be contacting you, Lana. We'll get you on board.
Okay.
I'd love to have you on board.
That'll be
your whole team, everybody.
Thank you so much. Yep, because it's not Lana's Talk without my co-host Susie, because she is the feel-good Susie. She brings the feel-good stories every week. I bring all the boring stuff. She brings all the politics and feel-good stuff. I'm not into politics. Let her handle that. But with that being said, I'm going to wrap up Lana's Talk tonight. I just want to go back over retouch on the subjects that we talked about earlier. Saturday, 4 p.m., you guys want to tune in to Black Smoke Keeping It Real. They're going to be doing an auction where they're going to be auctioning off things for Merry Truckin' Christmas. They have adopted 4 families, and all of the money that they earn, they are splitting it between the 4 families. Bill Weaver and Taylor Barker are going to be on there as guests. They're going to be singing songs. The stuff that they're going to be auctioning is from Peterbilt, Chucky's Chop Shop. If anybody knows who Chucky is, everybody knows who Chucky is. beanies, and they're just going to have all kinds of cool stuff, and it's for a really good cause. And Trucker's Final Miles, you know, if you have a dollar, if you have 5, you have 10, donate it to Trucker's Final Mile. We've got this driver over in New Mexico that's passed away that needs to get to Santa Cruz, California. He's a 28-year-old driver, and his family doesn't have the money to get him back home. Yeah, 28, short-lived life. Go over there, you know, and put his name in the comment. Susie, do you know his name? Oh, I feel awful.
I did not see that post today. Hold on 1 second, and I can give it to you guys.
Please
post it in the comments, And we'll also take that post, and we will post it on Truckers TV as well so that it gets out to our fan base as well so they know. This is the first I've heard of it. I don't really watch the news. I don't. It just pisses me off every time when I watch it, so I just choose not to.
It's not. Wrong. It wasn't on the news.
His name is Mr. David Kay.
David Kate?
David Kate. So in the comments, when you make it.
K-A-Y. Yeah, K-A-Y.
Right. No, it's only the initial K. They don't put the full name on the page.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
So
I never knew I was unmuted. Thank you.
You guys. My turn. My hand's up in the air.
Hi, Miss Lana Danko. Hi, Miss Susie.
Frank. How's it going tonight?
Hello,
Frank. The whole time.
Hello, Frank.
If you're making
guys,
if you're making a donation to Trucker's Final Mile, make sure that you put David's name in the comments so that they know where to apply that money to. Is what I've been trying to say for the last 3 minutes.
And for those that don't know what Trucker's Final Mile is, Trucker's Final Mile is a nonprofit organization that helps get drivers home, make the arrangements after they have deceased, so they can get to their family. So
who
their
is
family
the
can have a proper
Trucker's Final
Who's
Robert
the founder,
Palmer?
Anna, do you know?
Robert Palmer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Robert Palmer is the founder of it, and he's been able to arrange a lot of drivers being returned to their families that have passed away out here on the road. We need an organization like this because, you know, I'm sorry, if something happens to my husband while he's out on the road, I'm just going to be too devastated to try to figure out how to get him home. So it's great that we have an organization like Trucker's Final Mile willing to step up to the plate. They're a non-for-profit organization. They don't make any money off of it. This guy simply donates his time to make the arrangements to get your family back home. He is a fellow truck driver as well. So that's it. That's what I got for tonight. Anybody else got anything else?
Well, how would you like me to get you set up there? Would you like me to get a hold of Susie to set you up, or do you want me to get a hold of you, Lana, or how do you want me to do that?
I'm not going to be home until I'm not going to be home until sometime next week. So if you're okay with that, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, then you got my my name right there. You give me a PM and I'll walk you through what we need for you to do, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yep, that's fine. It's Robert Palm. I'm sorry. Robert Palm. Crystal McIntosh has corrected me. Robert Palm is the founder of Trucker's Final Mile. So,
right.
Okay. Susie, you got anything else tonight?
I don't have anything else other than Dennis. I sent your friend request on Facebook.
Woohoo! I got another friend. There,
there
I got
go.
About 3,500 I got to go through, so I'll get you.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Lana's talk. Oh, sorry. Lana and Susie's talk. I'll get it eventually. I'm sorry. Real women, real talk, real life. Everybody have a good night, and we will see you next week at 6 p.m. Central Time. We will be talking about this new finding of the FMCSA allowing third-party testing sites at trucking schools. So it ought to be interesting. So if you have an opinion about that, make sure you call into the show because we'd love to get it out there. Thank you for everybody calling in tonight. Good night.
Good night.
Have a good one.
All right.